go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time where we can come together and hear what thus says the Lord. We thank you for the two women of God who you gave this vision to, O Heavenly Father, and we thank you for their yes, because without their yes, O Lord, where would we be? So we thank you and honor you for their obedience and their willingness to serve and to create the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. We praise you and thank you and ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family, who are the founders of Artists International, which is the thread that has brought us all together in this place. Lord, I ask that you pour into the woman of God who is getting ready to come before us, O Heavenly Father, and that you just breathe life into her ministry, into her family, into everything that she touches as she presses through, O Heavenly Father. And we ask that you continue to keep us as we press through this corporate fast, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you keep us in good and well doing, O God, because we know if we lean on you and we press through, that we will see and reap the benefits on the other side, O God. So we thank you, we magnify you, and we praise you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. Take it away.
Thank you. God bless you, dear sister, and what an awesome, awesome chat. Press through Thursday. Thank you for greeting the people, and thank you for opening us up in prayer. And I am going to say good morning to each and every single one of you also. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We are so glad that you had an opportunity to join us. Welcome, friends and family. And this is an awesome, awesome call. It was founded by two beautiful women of God, and we love them dearly. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she is affectionately known as Our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, affectionately now known as Miss Dimples. She has wonderful dimples, and we love to see her smile as well. Our call was founded on October 25th, 2010, and this is year four for us. We are so excited. We stand on a powerful scripture located in Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and our mission statement is truly being imparted and manifested in our lives, and it is that we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. This call is about the Master. We start every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 until 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And all of our messages are on our website. And if you go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, you will be able to download the messages. You'll also find out about our fast that we started on Monday, January 5th. Today is the fourth day of our fast. And we are so glad if you have an opportunity to join us. The prayer directives are on our website. That's themasterscall.net. Our theme this year in 2015 is through us. That's through you. Miracle signs and wonders are seen. The scriptures are there, prayer directives are there, and if you have any questions, feel free. You can email your questions about the fast. You can email your prayer requests, your praise reports, or even if you just want to love on us, we love to hear what's going on in your life. You can send that to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. Our fast, the TMC family, we're going to be fasting. And if you can't, you do what you can do, 40 days. And the artist corporate fast is going to be 21 days. And again, all that information is on the website for you, so feel free to take a look at it. I am going to step out of the way right now. I will come back with additional announcements, but I want to get the woman of God. She's a victorious woman of God here on the call. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, and then we're going to hear the word, and I'll tell you more about our morning motivational call, and I'll go over the fast again. But this victorious, mighty woman of God, co-pastor Lavonia Lewis, her scripture is, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And that's in Matthew 11:12. She was born in Las Vegas. She was a single teenage mom. She's a co-pastor. She pastors with her wonderful husband there in Las Vegas. She was also one of the founders of the Lion of Judah Ministries in 2004. And their mandate is to equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Praise God. She has been a youth pastor, served with her grandmother. I'm telling you, just like the word says, when you train up a child in the way that they are to go, when they grow old, they will not depart from it. She has numerous degrees. Pastor Lewis, she earned her second master's degree, which is a master's of divinity with high distinction. She also completed 1 year of her residency toward her doctorate in education. She graduated also from the University of Nevada. She is anointed. She is appointed. She is a mom. She is a wife. She is victorious. She is precious. She is loved. And we are so excited to have her as part of our family. And I am going to say, victorious woman of God, co-pastor Lavonia Lewis, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Happy New Year, and God bless you, Pastor.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be on call right now. We're grateful to God for all of you who have taken your time to get on this call, who decided that we are going to start our morning off with prayer, start our morning off with a word. I want to invite you all, for those of you who are in the Las Vegas area, want to travel to the Las Vegas area, close by the Las Vegas area. We are having a fantastic conference coming up this next weekend, the 16th through the 18th, and it is going to be the Let's Give Them Something to Talk About conference. It is going to be dynamic, impactful. Check out my Facebook page for more information. I'm going to be one of the speakers for that conference, and we're going to be talking about the I Am in you, and you want to be there. Crystal Rucker is one of the singers. We're also having Anita Wilson is also one of our we're having a concert by her, and then a separate concert by Crystal Rucker. 10 dynamic women of God. Well, 9. I'm all right. But these women are going to rock Las Vegas, and so I would invite you to come. Let's get into the word. The Lord has been really dealing with me. It's about 2015 here. We have a wonderful start, and I'm so grateful to be in this first week on the TMC call with you in this start of the new year. The Lord has been dealing with me about 2015. You know, we get into the new year, we make all these resolutions, and we're excited and we're ready to go. And then around about February, March, you know, we start dwindling from the vision. We start moving away from what our mission was at the beginning of the year. And we begin to just say, oh, you know, our passion fizzles a little bit. But I want you to be encouraged on today, as I speak to you. I'm saying tonight is still black outside, but I know it's morning. And so I looked up, the Lord had me do some research, and he told me to take a look at the number 2015 in the Strong's Concordance. And I took a look at it and was looking up, and literally in the Greek, it is the word epiphania. And epiphania means appearance. It means appearance. So the number 2015 literally has a word associated with it, epiphania, and it means appearance. It literally means an appearing, a manifestation, or glorious display. I'll say it again. An appearing, a manifestation, and glorious display. What God is saying is, because I know you're wondering, okay, what does all that mean? It literally means that God is getting ready to lift up, to properly show, to manifest everything, all those answers you had in 2014. I tell people all the time that the only letter I knew in 2015 seemed like was the letter Y. I was constantly saying, why, Lord? Why this? Why that? Why her? Why now? What are you, just why? And I know if you went through 2014 like I did or kind of like I did, you had that same situation. Why? Why? Well, here 2015, God is promising us that he is going to answer the why. He is getting ready to manifest why you went through what you went through. It literally suggests that God is getting ready to emphasize his appearance to the world. He is literally getting ready to show us, saved and unsaved, if you look and you see, he said, I'm getting ready to appear to my people. In your life, saved and unsaved folk, go sit back and watch God appear in your life. All that you suffered in 2014, all that you went through, all that you suffered and you hurt and the pain was not just because God was a cruel God. It wasn't because you were so bad. It wasn't because you were being punished. It wasn't because you're evil, but it was because God's had some stuff set up in 2015. He is getting ready to appear. It's time, y'all, for some promises that you've been waiting for to appear finally in your life. If you wondered why you suffered in 2014, 2015 is getting ready to reveal what that pain was for. That had me shouting. That had me running around about to fall out. Why? Because you keep wondering, like, God, why? When are the blessings going to appear? We keep getting every year, it's my time in 2009, and I'm in the wind in 2010, I'm going to heaven in 2011. Every year we just keep making these declarations and we keep saying and speaking, and sometimes we just get so distraught because, God, I don't see all that I keep saying, but you keep speaking it, dear heart, because I'm trying to tell you, 2015, the word, the number, it literally means to appear, that epiphania. He getting ready to reveal to us in this year. Coming out of 2 Timothy 4, and it's going to be a read on 1 through 5, so I'll just go through it. But it literally means, Paul was talking because he was getting ready. He was coming to the end of his life, and he's getting ready to make his ascension to heaven. And so he's telling them, look, I'm giving y'all charge, and I'm talking to you about what you need to do, your final instructions. Don't worry about me. I'm all right. And so some of y'all need to just let folk know who been and pat you on the back and whoa, I'm so sorry to see you suffer. You need to just let them know, look, don't worry about me. I'm going to be all right. All right? Because I want you to take a look over here where he said Second Timothy 4 and 6. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me. Now, why did you jump all the way down to 6? I'm glad y'all asked that question. I'm about to answer it. Why did I jump there? Because here we see Paul talking about giving an encouraging word to his disciples, to those who have been following here. He's letting them know, look, y'all don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm all right. And I want you to take a look at this and see this in a different perspective. I want you to see not that you're about to die in a physical death, but you're getting ready to die to all that suffering that you did in 2014. My God, listen, you can now tell folk, look, I'm ready to be offered. 2014, I was ready to be offered. My departure was at hand. Look, I'm ready to come up out of this stuff. I'm ready to leave this suffering alone. I have fought a good fight. some of y'all been in a fight and you got some cuts, some scrapes, some bruises, but you can, your hand has been lifted as the victor in the ring. Why? Because you fought a good fight. That devil got some, he can't handle you. You fought so well. I have finished my course. Listen, I'm a teacher by nature. I'm a retired teacher from our district out here, Clark County School District, but I'm always going to be a teacher. That is just me. That's my call. That's what God has fashioned me to do. And so once I remember what I taught courses as a teacher, one thing about teaching a course is when you have taken that course, no matter how tough that course was, no matter if you struggled in that course, no matter if it was, you know, you got a couple of bad grades at the end of the course, if you pass that course, guess what? I can't make you take that course over. Jesus, did you catch that? If you have passed the course as the teacher, I got to pass you on to the next level. Huh? In 2014, y'all suffered this thing. You went through that thing, but you passed the course. You finished your course. It's time now to move to the next level. Come on up out of that. You ain't got to suffer that no more. Why? You have passed the course. I ain't got to put you through that no more, the Lord said. The great teacher said, you have passed the course. And the next thing Paul said is, I have kept the faith. Did you keep the faith through all that? Through the loss of loved ones, through the loss of possessions. Your business didn't come off like it's supposed to. Some distributors dropped off and they're not still working. Well, you dropped off and they're working like the business like you used to, but you kept the faith. Ah, now eight is me is our 2015 scripture. Here it comes. 2014 was 6-7. But look at 8. 8 says, henceforth, there is laid up for me. What's laid up for me? Laid up. Let's take a look before I go any further. Laid up for me. If we look at that, that word really is apokamahi. And apokamahi literally means to be put away, to be reserved, to be put in storage. It literally means to be locked up in a vault until time. Now let's go. He said, I've been listen to that because we're going to need that in a minute. He said, it has been laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. What day? The day he know it's ready for us. Why don't you have the blessings yet? Because it ain't ready yet. It ain't that day. But when it becomes that day, and God said, it's time. Look, I got the vault, and can't nobody get the blessings. What is for you is for you. I got it locked up for you. I'm not going to deny it, because all good things, the Bible said, that he'll withhold no good thing for you. Why don't you have it? Because it ain't a good thing for you right now. But he know it's coming up a time that you're going to get to the maturity, that you're going to finish the course, that you're going to fight the good fight, that you're going to keep the faith, and you're going to reach a level of maturity where he said, look here, it's that day. You ought to just tell yourself and shout and say, I believe 2015 is that day. It's time for him to go unlock the vault. And he said, when I go and take the laid up and release it to you, can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody pray against it. Can't nobody say, she don't deserve it. I don't think she was good enough for it. No. Ain't nobody got nothing to say when it's that day. When it's that day and it's that time, he said, look, I got some stuff laid up. You done went through it 2014. You've hurt. You've cried. You've shouted through the pain. You kept being faithful. You kept going to church. Look, and I'm going to tell you this, and this is very controversial, but some of y'all might not even like me after this, and I pray God bless your heart, touch your heart. I hope you still do. But even those of y'all that wasn't even all the way faithful all the time, sometimes you fell off. Sometimes you didn't do it all the way right. Guess what? God said, I still got it laid up for you. I still got it in storage. Why? Because I see you coming out of this. I see you getting bigger and better. I see you breaking forth. I see you breaking through, and I see you breaking out. And this is getting ready to come, and I'm not trying to hype y'all up. I'm just telling you what God showed me. It's coming a time when he said, look, he said that the crown of righteousness is laid up. He said, which the Lord, the righteous judge. Have you been judged? folk that had they say about how they feel like you living your life. I know some people feel like you should do it better, you should do it bigger, you should do it different. I got people thinking that in my life. Oh, well, you should be better than this co-pastor. You shouldn't have went into depression. You shouldn't have been saying folk don't get depressed. You should have been this. Listen to me. Look, there's some folks that's judging out there, but there is a righteous judge. A righteous judge, he said, shall give me at that day, and not only to be. The blessing ain't just for us, not just for me, y'all, but to all of them that love his what? His appearing, that 2015, his showing up, his manifestation. Why? Because at the time he show up and appear, he's getting ready to show up and appear, and folk gonna sit back with popcorn, and they've been watching your life, and they've been watching stuff fall off. But look, I want you to go get some extra seats with extra cushions and let them sit close up front so they can get a real good sight and a good see, and they don't want nothing to obstruct their view, because they, you got to get ready to show up and show them something that they can really get to see. And get ready to let them see some good stuff. When the blessings come down, there's going to be houses that you're going to receive that you ain't built. There's getting ready to be blessings to come through simply because he had it stored up, simply because he had it locked away. All the suffering of 2014 wasn't in vain. I'm excited. At some 5:21 in the morning on this dark winter Vegas morning, I'm excited. Why? Because he is getting ready to Epiphania. He's getting ready to show up. He's getting ready to show out. And he's getting ready to unlock blessings because it's that day. I want you to know, look, there are promises that God said in 2 Peter 1:4, and because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. Did you hear that? It wasn't because you were so good. It wasn't because you was a straight-A student. It wasn't because you passed all the tests so perfectly. Some of them courses you came out, you barely made that thing. You said, whew, God, thank you. If it hadn't been for your grace, I wouldn't have came out of that. Look, he blessed us because of his glory and excellence. And because we have accepted him, because we have the isness of Jesus, it make I am in us. Did you hear me? Because Christ is I am. So you got to encourage yourself. Every morning you get up, you got to say, look, it's 2015. It is an Epiphania year. This is a manifestation year. This is the year that God is getting ready to show up and show out in my life because of his glory and his excellence. He has given me great and precious promises. And these promises that enable you to share in his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. The only reason he blessed you is not because you are so perfect, not because you so sweet, not because you was on your grind 24/7, not because you was team no sleep, come on, not because you just worked so hard and so diligent and you were so faithful all the time, but because he wants us to be able to participate in his divine nature and to escape corruption because he's good, because he's glorious, and because he's excellent. I'm leaving y'all right now. And I just want you with that word that God is going to Epiphania. He's going to appear. He's going to manifest. And he's going to gloriously expose blessings in your life in 2015. Receive it and walk therein. Be blessed.
Woo, praise God, praise God. I so receive that. Thank you so much, Co-Pastor Livonia. I will be calling you back so you can seal that glory to God after our prayer and after the announcement. Family, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, thank you so much for that word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We, your people, your children, we receive it. Show us, Lord God, what we need to do. Teach us. Continue to just be the great I am, hallelujah, that you are. Father, I thank you for your power that is working in our lives. You told us, Lord, that your divine power has given us everything that we need for a glorified, a godly life through the knowledge of you. because you called us by your own glory and your goodness. Lord, we thank you that we know you, and in you we live and move and we have our being, and we want to make you high priority in our life. And Father God, we thank you. We're believing you and trusting you, and it's manifestation time, just like the woman of God said, for increase, for greater strength, Father, for those things that we have believed you for, Lord. We know that you're not holding any good thing from any one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. You told us, Lord, that when the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek you, Lord, we don't lack for anything. We thank you for that. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. So thank you for your peace, because you said those who put their trust in you, we will have perfect peace. And we thank you, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for being the great I am. We thank you for being the healer. We thank you for being the deliverer. We thank you for being the only God that can manifest your promises to us in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, thank you for the woman of God. Thank you as you continue to teach her, as you continue, Father God, to pour in her, because she's pouring into your body, Father. She's equipping the saints, Lord. Her family is blessed. They lack no good thing, Father. They are moving and walking forward in all the blessings that you have promised them in the name of Jesus. And thank you for our greeter, Minister Kai. We honor you and we exalt your holy name. In Jesus' name. Master's Call family, well, let me give you the playback number. If you want to listen to this call, it's 1085. Let me start over. 712-432-1085. That's the playback number. Same PIN, 957-677-POUND. And immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call, and that's the MMC call. Many of us are Artists International Entrepreneurs. And if someone invited you to the call, get back to them, and they can tell you more about Artists International. That call is hosted by Platinum President, our godmother of Artists International, Dorothy Cook, and her awesome, victorious team of men and women who are teaching us, encouraging us, and guiding us, and showing us what we need to do to have great businesses and share about our products. The number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. On Tuesdays, we optimize your body call, and that's hosted by Pastor John Glenn. He, too, is part of Artists International. It's an awesome call on Tuesdays. Write this number down for next week, 712-432-1212, PIN code 774-766-352-POUND. He starts at 9 Eastern Central Time, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, and 6 Pacific. Wednesday is our corporate call. That was last night. Great things going on. And don't forget, artists, we care. Distributors, go back to your back office. Make sure you're checking on all the great things that are going on. Go look at the directors for the fast. We love you. We are so glad that you're part of our family. And it is manifestation time, as the woman of God has shared with us and encouraged each one of us. Receive it, family. Pastor, co-pastor Lavonia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have revealed to us, God, that the appearance of your presence in our lives is occurring at this moment. We thank you, God, that we didn't lose hope. We thank you, Father, that through all the loss, hope was the thing we did not lose. Thank you, God, for holding on to us even when we felt like letting you go. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word assures us in Hebrews 3:14 that for we are made partakers of Christ. if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Help us, God, that at the beginning, God, that as we hold our confidence, Lord, let us keep it unto the end to see, to watch what you're getting ready to manifest in our lives. And, Father, we know that this manifestation does not mean the absence of further trials, God, but we now know, God, that we glorify in our trials because they are bringing us to an expected end. And we are glorious, and we thank you for being glorious, that you are glorified in our lives, that all that we suffered, went through, was to bring you glory. Now, Father, as we leave, God, and start our day, God, help us, God, to walk in the manifested presence of you. Help us to walk in your Shekinah glory, that it will illuminate a light in front of us, that the things that we used to trip upon in the darkness of 2014, your appearance will shed light now, and we'll know how to properly navigate through life. In your name, Jesus, we are prayerful, we are faithful, and we are glorified in you. Glorious God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all you have yet to do. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so, and amen. Be blessed.